This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War on the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons, tune again. We're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe.
Radio.
Good evening, Brother Baird. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, thank you. And you?
Hey, my brother, I'm doing okay. You ready to roll?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Everybody, we're going to kick off tonight's marathon. It's an honor to be back tonight with Major Tom Baird, coming to you from St. Vincent Grenadines. And we've got the next 1 hour together. Brother Baird, you want to open us up in prayer?
Yes, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your presence here with us as we come together in your name. For you have said that where two or more of us are gathered together, and you didn't say we had to be shoulder to shoulder. We are gathered together, and we are gathered together in your name, that you are now in our midst. We covet every moment that we can be in your, that you can be in our midst. Oh God, and we thank you for the revelation, for your protection, and for your hiding place. For you are our refuge, our ever-present help in time of need, and that you we know that you hide us in your secret place as the Most High God. You cover us under the protection of your wings, and we call upon you now for your protection throughout this period of time and for this time frame of particularly this year right now, Father. We praise you that you are in charge, most of all that you are in charge of our lives as we surrender to you. And we ask, Lord, that you give us your insight, your understanding, and prepare us, strengthen us that we may endure to the end. In the name of your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
I say amen to that. And again, everybody, welcome aboard. We're going to get started. Brother Baird, the mic is yours. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to try to slowly walk you through how you can follow what we're going to be doing tonight. The topic that we have is now loaded up on our website. There is still some refining points, but they're way down the trail as far as this particular subject is concerned. But if you would be able to get to my website, it's http /alive.com/ aliveontheedge.com. Once you get into my website, you're going to be into the what we call the home page. And on the right-hand column of that page, there will be several topical section descriptions. And you would want to go to 2022. And, well, I should say 2022 radio programs. Once you get to 2022 radio programs, click on it. I hope I'm not going too fast. I'm trying to go slow enough for people to try to keep up with me here. Is this too fast, Shannon? Well, continuing on, once you have clicked on that, you will then find yourself with that particular page, and you want to scroll down in the narration to the end of the narration in the second bullet. There's two bullets. One bullet is January 2nd, 2022, December 20th, 27th, and so on. Ezekiel 38, the Gog and Magog War. That's bullet number one. Bullet number two is December 21st and 28th, 2021. And on the next to the last line, it says, web pages outlining the heavenly beings hierarchy. And that's where we're going to be going. And if you go to the web pages outline and click on it, it will take you to the very first page, the introductory page, of this particular topic. The reason I'm having us go through this very carefully is because this is a major body of information. And it has a tremendous amount of detail. And before we get back into the detail, we had already started on the detail to some extent. And we have already touched on the attributes of God, or most of them. We have a little bit to go on that yet. But I thought we should back up and just take an overview to see where this happens to fit in this large body of information, because this is a hierarchy of all the spiritual beings, good and bad, in this war between good and evil. This war has been going on since Satan was found with iniquity. So it's nothing new, except that we have the details of the enemy's order of battle. And that's exactly what we started out with initially when this project began. All I had was the information of what the order of battle was. Now, for those of you not in the military and not having had any military experience, we try to keep things structured so that we don't forget things. If you're a pilot, you're very familiar with checklists, because you know that if you don't use your checklist, your memory may be interrupted in your memory and skip something, and that item may be the deadly item that you needed to have done. So we have the same thing, because it's a life and death situation when you're in combat, so that we try not to forget those items. Now, one of the most important things that we do in our assessment of what we're doing and where we're going is to know what the enemy is and what the enemy is capable of. And that's called, there's some other things in it, and we'll get to those details in a minute. But you need to know what your enemy can do. Because if you don't know what he can do and what he intends to do, you're in bad, what we call in deep kimchi. And so we use that as an assessment. That is the very first thing that is given in all tactical orders, if they have time. Now, there are always situations where a brief order is given because you don't have time. You're in the middle of fighting the enemy right then, and you may have a flanking movement that you're able to do, and somebody brought it to your attention, and you may have that abbreviated warning order, get ready to do a flanking movement on the right or left, whatever it is. That's called a warning order, generally speaking, as well as just an abbreviated amendment to an order. But when you have a chance in preparation before you go into a battle, you always flesh it out with what we call a five-paragraph field order. The reason we do that is so that we don't leave something out. And the higher you go in your divisional command, the more detailed that becomes. And they have plenty, they have whole staffs that can generate these particular orders that have to then be dispersed out to the subordinate elements. Since I was a commander of those subordinate element, I was not the one generating the detailed orders. I had to break it down and put it in the format that my soldiers could understand and would be able to then operate off of. So that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to start out with that so that we don't forget what's going on. Early on, when the Lord began to develop this and flesh it out, he started out with the enemy situation and their organization and conditions and capabilities. I thought that was rather interesting to begin with. But then as I began to go through that detail by detail, I began to realize most individuals that are listening to the radio, this broadcast or any other broadcast on this topic, are not going to be familiar with the training that you receive as a military individual. So, because when you receive a five-paragraph field order, it already is assumed that you are familiar with your own capabilities. And because of that, you're not going to be overwhelmed with the knowledge and just throw up your hands and give up. You've already been prepared. Well, we need to prepare ourselves now, because we are in this war together. Our forefathers have been in it, and we are now in it, but we're in a more intense area of it than anyone else before. In fact, the Lord says that there will be no other time like this in all of creation for what we are about to receive and enter into right now, particularly starting in this year. So what I want to go, if you followed me again on those particular steps to come to the hierarchy of spiritual beings, will be the topic on the top of the page. And there I have a question. Have you ever wondered what is going on in the spiritual and physical war between good and evil? I say that question actually was one that the Lord asked me. And so I put it down. Now, he then directed me to show the entire picture, because it doesn't do us any good if we don't know what the entire picture is. And we're going to start out with what God can do and what God has done already on our behalf. Then we'll get into the enemy situation in all of its detail. And I've broken it down into levels. And we'll see that in just a moment. So as we continue on here, the thing that I want us to pay attention to now, if I can get this to get large enough for me to read. There we go. This particular page and the pages following is they are a listing of the hierarchy of spiritual beings to include humans, which also have a spirit, remember? That's why we're included in this. And we're going to have it broken down into the various levels and the specific people controlling the world under the rulership of the prince of the power of the air. Not only the people, but also the spiritual beings and where they come into play and how they come into play. And if you want this, one of the scriptural references for that would be in Ephesians 2:2. Ancient evil and Satan are within the great deception that we're encountering right now. This chart also shows God's ultimate authority and power over evil, which is listed first above the evil ones and showing how he limits the evil ones as described and as practiced at this time, just before Christ's return, okay? All of the information that we're going to be seeing has come from the third heaven. We call that area of the body of knowledge from where it would come. We would call it in the military, we would call it a G2. That's where the analysis of the enemy situation is analyzed and kept. So it's a place in heaven where where the knowledge of enemy or of the enemy organization, his plans, his intents, and his capabilities are provided. And those are the things that are very important that you need to know when we're in war. We need to know what the other guy's doing. We need to know what his organization is. We can get that from the Bible, but we're going to consolidate it here in this so that you can see it. What his plans are. Not only what his overall plans are, but what is his intent? Is he trying to just frustrate us, or is he trying to wipe us out? Well, his intent is to wipe out all mankind, by the way. Don't forget that. And his capabilities. And that's where it's provided. Now, we need to know what the enemy's doing. But we also, because of the terribleness of this particular conflict, we need to really, really understand and know what God's capabilities are and what he is providing for us on our behalf. Just like David, when he went into battle, he always relied upon the Lord. Is this something I should do, or is this not something I should do? At one time, when Saul was being killed in battle, David was not allowed to be in that battle, thank the Lord, and that was for good reason anyway. But when they got back to their home, they found that their home had been raided, and all of their wives and their children and their livestock and their belongings had been stolen. And everybody began to weep and mourn, if you remember that, including David. And then they began to become angry because they felt that David had misled them. And they were ready to stone him. And it says a very poignant statement. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now, how do you do that? You remind yourself what God has done for you and what his promises are. And that was what David was doing. You do that in worship. And David began to worship God. And that began the process where God inhabits the praises of his people. David was praising God for what God has done. We need to do the same right in the middle of the battle. When the Israelites under Joshua began to fight a battle, the first element of their entire organization was not their strongest and stoutest and meanest and fastest soldiers and warriors. It was the band, the worship leaders. He set the worship leaders out first. Why? Because it's God's battle. Don't forget that. This is God's battle. And as long as we keep ourselves in God, God will perform for us and we will prevail. But it will be God's doing, not ours. Now, in addition to this information that we have received, and God's given it to us in the Bible, as well as the Dead Sea Scrolls and several other things, and we'll get to that later in the resources as we have time, and hopefully we have time tonight. But we have local reconnaissance patrols, things that augment your information about the enemy, is the latest information, the latest news. What's the latest that the enemy is now doing? Have they changed their tactics? Have they changed leadership? Is the next guy more aggressive or less aggressive than the old one? Well, we're in our case, our reconnaissance patrol is in the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit reveals to us what's going on right now. And that's how come you're being presented with this information to begin with, is because the Holy Spirit has, in fact, revealed it to us. And he's describing the enemy and the friendly situation. The enemy is Satan. The friendly is God. Now, as we continue on in this overview, in this understanding of the principles that we're going through, this information then becomes part of the first paragraph of the five-paragraph field order. The first paragraph is titled Situation. Everything has a title to it and has everything in its place. We have a place for everything and everything in its place. So what's going to follow now is what we call a five-paragraph field order. But in this particular case, instead of being a military set of information, it is God's army's set of information. Okay? Think of yourself in God's army. And this is what you're going to now rely on. God's strategies and actions of good. Ancient evil's order of battle and Satan's actions of evil. Those are the things that we're going to see in this situation. And after we get done with this particular overview, we will go right into those details of what that is. There are at least 20 pages or more of those details. That's how much is going on right now. Do you feel like you have entered into an area of confusion in our time and day? You realize how conflicting the information always seems to be right now? Just take COVID-19 as an example. How many pieces of information have been put out on what we should do with this pandemic, this false pandemic, by the way? And how many times has it been changed? First, we have to have a mask. Then we don't have to have a mask. Then we have to have social distancing. And then, no, we don't have to have social distancing. Then we have to have lockdowns. Oh, no, we don't have to have lockdowns. Oh, wait a minute, we got to have lockdowns again. See how conflicting those pieces of information are? When you get that kind of conflicting, confusing pieces of information like that and changes, you become transfixed and confused and unable to then look back up and look out at the overall situation unless you're trained. And that's one of the purposes for keeping us off guard, is to keep us off balance, by the way. Okay, that's one of the techniques. And that's been used on us for the last 3 years at least. Well, actually, it's been for the last 3 decades as a minimum, but more so in the last 3 years. Okay, once you understand the situation that we're going to look at, then we're going to be given a mission. This is the statement of what we are about to do and what we need to be prepared to do. Our mission in this battle between good and evil, that yours and mine, is to overcome and eliminate evil in all of its forms. That's our mission. Very simple and very concise. As an infantryman, my mission was to close with and to kill or capture the enemy. That's all I had to do. But in order to do it, it took every living being in our team to do it. It's going to take every human being, every living being, together with God, to be able to overcome and eliminate evil. Now, how do we do that in the middle of the battle in the end times? What does God say? We overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, even if it cost us our life. Okay? So we need to be willing to give the ultimate sacrifice for this. We need to be willing to give the last ounce of effort in our overcoming evil, not only in ourselves, but in our society. How do we do that? That's the next paragraph, called execution. The first thing we need to do is repent and ask forgiveness, and do it often. As often as the Holy Spirit reveals to us, hey, you just strayed off the path, you need to do this a little better. The way to do that is to repent and to ask forgiveness, to keep our hearts clean, because a clean heart receives the full power of God and the anointing of God. That's why it's so important. You cannot be cleansed without repentance. It won't happen. You can have all the promises of God that are portrayed in the name it and claim it attitudes, but you got to have repentance. You've got to remember we are fallible. We have been sown in corruption. We still carry that corruption in us, no matter how much we try to be wise and try to be pure and try to be holy and blameless before God and righteous in all things. But no one, No one is good, remember? No man is good except God. Christ himself said that as a man. Now, the next thing we need to do is seek and then walk in the fullness of the Holy Spirit with fire. That can be done. It was done initially with the apostles and the 120 that had been tarrying there in Jerusalem after Christ's ascension. And there has been a remnant that has done it always, all the way through the ages, all the last 2,000 years, even to today. Remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't forget that. When he split the ocean, the Red Sea, for the entire nation of approximately 3 million, I'm sorry, people, men, women, and children, plus their animals, and they walked through the ocean on dry ground. That can also be done now. Don't waver. Remember, God is who he said he says he is. But in order to realize that and continually realize that, we need to seek the Holy Spirit with fire, and we need to walk in it. We need to daily study the Word of God, read the Bible, ask yourself, Lord, what are you saying here in this passage? What is it talking about? In that topic of what it's talking about, what do you mean by this? And that's number two. And number three, Lord, what are you saying to me? And the most important one that for each one of us is, Lord, what are you saying to me? Very simple. Read all scripture with those three questions. It doesn't matter whether you're reading the Torah on how to prepare a meal or a kosher sacrifice, or you're reading one of the deep passages of Isaiah or Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Ask yourself three things. What are you saying? What does it mean? And what are you saying to me? Then also, now we're supposed to simultaneously do all these things. You're not going to do these one, two, three. Do them all at the same time. You can do that. God doesn't mind you interrupting and say, oh Lord, I need to seek you higher, harder. I need to seek your face. You have said, seek my face. I need to seek your face. And he says that, by the way, in Psalms 27, verse 8. Trust God. The next thing is to trust God and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Obey his commandments. Obey his instructions. If the Holy Spirit has said, and you can do this, I've walked this way before, and I still do even today. Follow the peace of the Holy Spirit. If the Holy Spirit has said, I want you to walk through the woods and take a right turn, you walk through the woods and take the right turn exactly where he says to do it. And he says, turn to the left, you turn to the left. But you follow the peace of the Lord. Anyway, follow the leadings. That brings us to the next thing, which is to follow the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And that consistent with the teachings of the Bible. Don't start walking out on your own in front of God walk beside him or follow him in his footsteps. Never take off and go in front of God unless he's told you to go do that. Rarely will he ever have you do that, because he's always going to be with you first. You cannot outgive and you cannot outpace God. But always make sure that it lines up with the Bible. And it's important, when you do receive a body of instruction from the Holy Spirit, that you try the Spirit. In other words, examine it and test it to see if that Spirit is of God. God's not going to contradict what he's already said. Okay? So if you get a word that says, oh, you can be promiscuous and you're not going to be held accountable for your actions or your thoughts or your intents of your heart, that's a bunch of hogwash. That's a lie straight from the pit of hell. God's not going to tell you to do something that's against his desires and will of righteousness, justice, peace, and love. You can have a lot of love, but you've got to be accountable. That's called righteousness. That's called justice. And then ask the Lord for emotional strength, mental strength, and fitness, and physical strength and fitness, that we might endure to the end. The next thing is the support aspect called administration and logistics. How are we going to be able to do that? And in this case, we're going to need to continuously seek God's protection, seek God's provision, just like the Israelites had to rely on God for manna. Not only did they have to rely on God for manna, they had to rely on God for water. And that water came out of a flint hard rock that was split in two and provided enough water for 3 million people every day, not only their every individual and every household, but for all the livestock that they brought along with them. That's a lot of water to come out of one rock. Continuously seek God's deliverance. Always come before God and plead not only for yourself, but intercede for others that he might deliver us from evil. Continuously seek him for guidance and continuously seek him for help. My most powerful prayer was two words. Well, actually three words. Help me, Jesus. When a demon was trying to, he thought he could possess me, but he couldn't. And when I woke up to the actual event trying to occur, that was the only thing that I could pray, and I couldn't even pray it out loud. I had to do it in a silent prayer. But instantly, Jesus did come, changed the entire scenario of my life. Then the next item is command and control. That's where you tell your unit who's on your right, who's on your left, what other elements of our units are there, who's our reserve, where is it located, where's the commander going to be, and so on. Well, in this case, we're going to go with understanding that God goes before us He goes behind us. He goes beside us. He's over us. He's under us. In other words, he completely surrounds us. We need to know that at all times. And then the other thing that we need to know is to join with other like-minded believers as directed by the Holy Spirit. Don't get out of step. Follow the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit says, I want you to meet this particular person and give this message or receive this message, follow it. But again, test, go up, as we said before, and test the Spirit. Do you get a peace that passes understanding in that? Not your own, oh, I want to do this. Oh, yes, yes. No, our idea and our attitude is, Lord, I want to please you. I want to be pleasing to you. And the other thing, the final thing that's usually given in a five-paragraph field order is that you have to discern between who's the enemy and who is not the enemy. It's called a challenge and a password. So if you're outside of your friendly lines and you need to get back in, the only way you're going to get back in is to be able to give the proper password when you're challenged, or you may be shot right on the spot. Because the only way they're going to know when they're in the dark is that you give them the proper password. The challenge is, we will. And so if you're walking along and somebody says, we will, and you're trying to find the right friendly forces, the answer is overcome. And that's our challenge and password for now. Now, we're going to go to the command and control structure of the evil enemy and his order of battle and hierarchy for all spiritual and human existence, but not only the enemies, but also the lords, the friendly. We have to go through the friendly first. Otherwise, you're going to become overwhelmed when the enemy comes in like a flood. Now, the attributes of God, I'm sorry, of the command structure is both good and evil, and you need to know both. What I want us to do now, we're going to go through, essentially three different categories. We're going to go through the heavenly realm levels. We're going to go through the earthly levels. And then we're going to go through the hellish levels. And those are the heavenly realm levels are level, I've listed them as level 12, which is the third heaven, and levelly, and that's God, where he resides. Level 11 is the third heaven and the second heaven, which are the angels and the created beings. Those are the heavenly realms that we will examine. We've pretty much gone through most of level 12 already. That's where we started out with, just so you know. The next thing we're going to get into after that is the earthly realms and levels 8 through 10. Now, these particular levels actually were received as an intelligence briefing to an individual who was asking the highest level staff in the Pentagon, what are the enemy levels of existence and organization overall in this war against evil? And they said, well, we have the following information for you. Levels 8 through 10. That's 8, 9, and 10. There's three levels there. It's on Earth, and it is in other dimensions, as well as our own dimension. It is made up, and we'll find this later, of Satan and his fallen angels. It also contains other entities such as ETs, extraterrestrial beings, and some other things, and we'll get into those details later. Levels 6 and 7, those are the list of the major human collaborators with evil. Okay? And we will list those. Some of the collaborators will actually be, we will find, actually are controlled and advised directly by demonic forces. You don't think that might happen? Think again. We as a society in this particular day and age, all over the world, not only in the United States, but everywhere else as well, have found ourselves deep in the middle of witchcraft. Much of it we didn't, most of it don't even recognize it. Over here on the, in the society that I live in right now, they're very much aware of the evil elements in our society. They have different names than what we have. Some like the title of Obeah Man. Well, what's an Obeah Man? It's a demonically possessed or a spirit, either one. Anyway, continuing on down, we have levels 4 and 5, which is a list of the lesser human collaborators. And we'll go through those as well. And then we'll have level 3, which is the lower earthly realm. And that particular realm happens to be all the world national leadership. So that makes up your presidents, your prime ministers, your kings, your queens, your high-level staff, and so on. And we'll get into the details of that. Then we have levels 1 and 2, which are the basic human existence levels. Now, to include, to round this particular battle out, we also have to include hell and the lake of fire and brimstone. And so level 0 is the hellish realm of hell itself, which is a temporary abode in entities there are kept in waiting for their final judgment. And the final judgment will be the lake of fire and brimstone, the lake of fire for brief, where even hell and death will be consumed in that particular level. Then I have I put in a category under the direction of the Lord, because when you go through the detail, after having gone through all this little detail, you get lost in the woods and you can't see the forest for the trees. So we back out a little bit again in a summary to help put things in perspective. Yes, Satan can do this and Satan's going to do this, but God limits him. And he will not allow him to do thus and such. Just like when they were arguing over Job, Satan says, well, Job will curse you if you turn against him. And God says, all right, I'll give him over to your hands. You can do anything you want to with him, but you cannot, I will not allow you, in other words, to kill him. So right there, Satan could, it doesn't matter whether Satan wanted to. Satan definitely wanted to destroy Job. It would have been a great feather in his cap. But God prohibited him from doing it. And when God says no, you can't change it. When God shuts a door, you cannot open it. When God opens a door, you cannot shut it. Now, where did all of this information come from that the Lord directed me to? First of all and foremost, it was the Holy Bible itself. And then with that, the revelation of the Holy Spirit, and a great deal of that. The sources that lean most heavily upon that particular source of the Holy Bible and the Holy Spirit are levels, the information is found in levels 11, the angels, 12, God, the lake of fire, hell itself, and levels 1 and 2. Now, to give you some perspective, the initial briefing that I received these levels of participation of the enemy in this war of good against evil, between good and evil, the only levels that were actually briefed from the Pentagon were levels 3 through 10. That's where that came from the Pentagon. All the rest of it came, and even including much of the detail fleshing out these other levels, levels 3 through 10, but the level 12 and level 11, level 1 and 2 and 0 and 00, all came from the Lord and the Holy Scriptures primarily. Now, we also did rely on the Dead Sea Scrolls, where their teachings are consistent with Scripture. Two extra biblical books that were used specifically and they're cited was the Book of Enoch and the Book of Jasher. Specific passages there. But you don't treat those like you do Scripture. But it's good to know what was there and that the information that's given came from that particular source. Then the other source was professional educated observations consistent with Scriptures. Not only my own, but of many other saints that have gone before me. And then the hierarchy of authority and command from the military staff, levels 3 through 10 came from the hierarchy of authority and command from the military staff of the United States Pentagon as of the 6th of January 2020. I'm sorry. Oh my goodness, it says 6th. January. I think that's supposed to be 6th June. I'll have to double check that. I may have to do a correction on this particular site. I'll look that up and make sure that it's correct. But I think, as my memory strikes me, that it's the 6th of June, 2021, not 22. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait. I see what it's saying. No, it is correct. The 6th of January, 2022 was when we last checked it, and that's correct. Now, we've gone through the five-paragraph field order, and we've gone through the overview of all the levels. There is a website where you can get that particular briefing on levels 3 through 10. It came from a website of Israeli News Live, and it's called The Great Deception. It's on the 5th of July, 2021, and the actual briefing is between minutes 3:59 to 5:06. I think 505. And that's where you can find that particular briefing. So that gives us an overview of what we are going to be studying and going through. And you need to have this particular outline of the overview, because otherwise you will not understand. Well, you may, but if you can remember that much. But it makes it quite difficult without knowing where to plug this in and where to plug that in. And that's why I'm giving you the overview right now, tonight.
Fantastic. Brother Tom?
Yes.
For this broadcast tonight, give us a title you'd like to put on it.
The introductory overview of the hierarchy of spiritual beings in this war between good and evil.
Okay. Also, Brother Tom, I want you to give out your contact information. What's the best way to reach you?
Well, the best way would be email, and that email would be tom@aliveontheedge.com. The other form of getting information about me and about this particular topic and the details of it itself can be found at my website, which is aliveontheedge.com. And by the way, Professor Tom Mack probably has already sent over the link to this particular site for you. He probably did that about 30 minutes ago, or actually almost about an hour ago.
What we should probably do is just send people direct to a website that you and Brother Tom specify. That way people can access that faster and take me out of the equation, because I could be the bottleneck.
Oh, yes. That's true. I understand. I see what you're saying. Yes. All you have to do is go to the website itself, aliveontheedge.com, click on the right-hand link of 2022 radio programs. When you have clicked on that, go down at this point in time, go down to the second bullet, which is at the bottom of the narration portion of that particular page, and the second line from the bottom has the link to the hierarchy of spiritual beings, and this whole topic is the hierarchy of spiritual beings. That's the short title. The long title is the hierarchy of spiritual beings in the war between good and evil.
Fantastic.
But that will get you to these pages, and you can just follow the links from there.
Fantastic.
Each one is linked together.
Folks, encourage you to do it. My brother, God Richard, bless you. Thank you for coming on, and I'll be in contact with you. We'll set up our next show. Does that sound good?
That sounds great. Thank you, and thank you for having me.
See you
and
very
soon. It's a pleasure that the Lord has given to both of us.
Amen. I'm honored to be here with you, my brother. Folks, get over to Brother Tom's website, and we'll see you again soon, my friend. God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.
Folks, that was Major Tom Baird. I realized I had one of my audio volume switches go down a little bit. I reset it. I'm glad I caught that. All right, if the audio was low, I think we got it fixed. Okay, welcome back, everybody. Hey, we've got a great turnout here on MixLR tonight, 63 people. I'm excited about that. Folks, got some good news. Of course, yesterday, YouTube removed our channel. That was our third removal. I did appeal it, but not before I prayed. And I said, God, we need your help. If you want us to be on YouTube, you're going to have to move on our behalf, or it's over. Because the channel's gone. And praise God, it was pretty fast too. Within a few hours, we got a reply back to my email account saying they've reviewed the channel and they've reinstated it with full upload and streaming privileges. So praise God. Facebook and YouTube were hit, but we got them back on with the Lord's help. Okay, we're going to turn that on. Now, we will not be able to stream every show because of the censorship level there, but we'll do as much as we can on YouTube, use it for what we can. All right, coming up next, we got Joseph Cohen and John Cassandra, and I think I can turn it on over there. Hang on a minute. Let me also save MixLR. We'll be right back. Hang on.